This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. It's so hilarious with Facebook now saying that you can't talk about vaccines unless you utter the official position on vaccines. This is their new policy now. Anything that isn't World Health Organization compliant will now be labeled misinformation and will be banned off of Facebook. But with them doing this, of course, they're going to expand it to other topics. Soon you won't be able to talk about cancer without the official American Cancer Society approved opinion that, which would be there's no such thing as an anti-cancer food and vitamin D is worthless, you know, chemotherapy is awesome. You should give children chemotherapy lollipops. It's so good for people. That's going to be the official position. You should have like chemotherapy vitamins, actually, you know, sold at CVS Pharmacy. This is going to be, you have to have the official position. It's going to expand to other topics too, like GMOs. The official position is GMOs are completely safe and effective, and you can drink glyphosate. In fact, you should add it to your chemotherapy pills. You should have like glypho-chemotherapy. That would be the ultimate thing. You'll be totally approved on Facebook and Google and YouTube and Twitter. This is what's happening. It's going to expand to every topic imaginable, even politics. There's only going to be one official political position allowed on Facebook. What position do you think that's going to be? Communism is the answer. Right, that's going to be the position because Zuckerberg is a communist worshiper. He loves China. He loves how they control their people and their society and their information. But it brings up one big question. If Facebook only allows official positions on everything, what's the point in going there? What's the point in having your opinion? What's the point in even trying to post anything that's a personalized view of the world? Or maybe you have more knowledge than Facebook. Maybe you're not corrupt like the World Health Organization or the CDC. Or the cancer industry, for that matter. What's the point of going to Facebook if every allowed opinion is just like a sock puppet account of the establishment? I mean, Facebook is becoming a joke at this point. I think we're going to see a mass exodus away from Facebook because of this position on vaccines, where they're saying you can't even think anything about vaccines unless it's the official position that all vaccines are all safe all the time for all children. No one's ever been harmed by any vaccine. Well, except for those thousands of kids that are written up in the Health and Human Services government statistics that are released every quarter in the VAERS database system. Yeah, well, okay. But you're not allowed to talk about those kids. They're just supposed to be forgotten. What about the autistic community? Oh, you're not supposed to talk about autism. You're supposed to forget those kids whose lives have been destroyed and ruined by vaccines because of the aluminum and the mercury and the MSG and the other toxic chemicals and adjuvants that are added to vaccines. You're not allowed to talk about ingredients in vaccines because that, according to Facebook, it's disinformation or misinformation. So then this platform becomes just a bunch of AI robots. I mean, I guess there's going to be a day where Facebook, there are no longer any real people allowed to speak on Facebook. All you're going to do is log in. You're going to see a bunch of robotic sock puppet AI systems spouting like different versions of World Health Organization propaganda. That's it. It's going to be like, pesticides love you. Like, glyphosate is your friend. We should have glyphosate fortified Cheerios for breakfast. Yay. Just whatever the official position is. Like, men can be women too. You know, just think of the most insane possible thing. That's going to be the Facebook position. Well, again, won't even be humans anymore because any human opinion won't be allowed. Any human view won't be allowed. You know, a human view like, let's not murder children after they're born. No, you're banned. That's hate speech. Instead, the robot on Facebook will tell you, killing children is lovely. It's just, really, it's the insanity. It's beyond Orwell. This is beyond a surveillance state. This is beyond a police state. This has reached a level of lunacy and mass mental illness where it's actually believable to think that Mark Zuckerberg is a cyborg at this point. I mean, I'm not saying he is, but it's that insane. Maybe he's an AI system. Maybe he's like the Model 800, the T-800 Terminator from the Terminator series. I don't know. It's insane. But humanity is not going to be allowed to engage in any conversations on those platforms that are controlled by the globalists. So what are the answers, you might wonder? What are the answers? Well, first of all, number one, get off Facebook. Get off of Twitter. Get off of all these platforms. I mean, we've only been using them over the years to just put article links in there and just say, hey, read these articles. But of course, we're being increasingly banned on all these platforms. So we're not using them anymore. And the same thing is happening with everybody else who's talking about real health and nutrition and health freedom and how to protect your children, how to reverse cancer, how to overcome diabetes, all these things. All are being banned. So Facebook and Twitter and Google are just becoming pharmaceutical fronts where it's all drugs are the answer all the time. You know, kill your babies, eat glyphosate, get chemotherapy, take vaccines, like that's it. So there's no point in going there. So you have to find alternatives now. And of course, one of the best alternatives that we have, a lot of people don't know about it. It's share.naturalnews.com. And we're using the kind of open source, federalized social media platform called Diaspora. I'm not sure the correct way to pronounce that word. Diaspora. Our servers are not even in the United States. You can just go to share.naturalnews.com and you can join other people in conversations there. Other people are going to gab.com. And gab.com, of course, a free speech site with a lot of different opinions and views on all kinds of different things. We have an alternative to Google News called censored.news. Just go to censored.news and you can see the headlines there in real time. We've got a website called vaccines.news. And the best thing we've got going is the new YouTube alternative. Well, it's not new anymore. I guess it's like 9 months old now. Brighteon.com. Like the word bright, B-R-I-G-H-T, eon, E-O-N.com. Brighteon.com is the YouTube alternative. And it's becoming the place to go to find vaccine truth videos. Brighteon.com is like the vaccine video hub of the internet now. I know this because I've been talking to people in the vaccine truth industry, or they might call it the vaccine awareness industry. It's not even an industry. It's just vaccine awareness circles, activists, advocates, researchers, journalists, you name it. Community, the vaccine awareness community, maybe that's the best term. So they are posting videos like crazy on Brighteon.com. So everything that's banned on Facebook, you can find it on Brighteon.com. And over time, this is going to take us time, but we're going to have a Twitter-like text messaging system on Brighteon.com. Now, that might be over a year away. I can't promise when it's going to come. But for people who have accounts there, which is free, you can join it free. Just join up there. You can start posting videos. You'll also be able to post messages. And then other users will be able to log in and follow your channel, just like Twitter. So it's going to be a messaging hub, a video hub, a content hub for all the truthful content, the awareness content, everything that's being banned everywhere else across the internet. How cool is that? So just get to these alternative platforms and use them and support them, because Facebook is imploding. Twitter is imploding. Jack Dorsey is in so much legal trouble, he doesn't even realize it yet. Massive lawsuits probably coming his way on Twitter. And Facebook has pretty much abandoned the whole idea of even being a public conversation place in the future. They know there's major regulatory crackdowns coming. They're going to move to a private messaging system. They already announced that. Did you know that? Facebook's going to become a private messaging system, because the public messaging side of it, it's untenable. And they're just becoming, again, just globalist puppets. Nobody wants to read that crap. In fact, the new name for Facebook should just be Face Crap. Like, going to Facebook is like someone crapping on your face because it's all just crap information. Now, because the truth is not allowed, personal views are not allowed, independent information is no longer allowed. Just call it Face Crap. From Zucker Cyborg. That's all it is, man. It's such a joke. You know, look, people are more intelligent than these social tech giants give them credit for. You know, people are not stupid across the board. People are curious about how things work. People want real information. People are bright enough to ask questions about the vaccine industry. Like, hey, why does this vaccine insert sheet say that it causes neurological problems and loss of consciousness? Because that's on the insert sheets for a lot of vaccines. Why does this vaccine insert sheet say this has never been tested in a randomized, placebo-controlled, double-blind study? Huh, that's interesting. Why does this insert say that it's never been proven safe for pregnant women, but it's being pushed onto pregnant women? That's interesting. But FaceCrap says, you're not allowed to talk about the vaccine insert sheet. Vaccine insert sheets are banned on FaceCrap because vaccine insert sheets say things that are true, but that the World Health Organization doesn't want you to discuss, such as the total bogus fraud quack science that vaccines are based on. So FaceCrap is, it has become the online toilet of propaganda. And it's going to spread to every possible imaginable vector of information that you could even come up with. It's going to be, you know, there's going to be a day where they'll have guidelines on what you can say about religion and God. You know, it'll be like, the official Facebook position is that God doesn't exist. Therefore, anyone who says, praise God, is engaging in dangerous misinformation, according to FaceCrap. And if you say you believe in angels and the angels are guarding you, you know, guardian angels, and if you believe in the divinity of the universe, nope, that's dangerous misinformation, according to FaceCrap Zucker Cyborg, and you're not allowed to talk about that. It's going to be everything. Same thing on Twitter, Jack Dorsey. Just going to be, oh, you want to tweet something out about, let's say you just take a picture of a vaccine insert sheet. Take a picture, tweet out the picture. They're going to say that's hate speech because they don't want, even though this is from the vaccine manufacturer, man. It's just a picture of the vaccine insert sheet that admits that this harms some children some of the time. Twitter's going to say, no, you're not allowed. You know, not allowed. It's disallowed speech. This is what it has come to. So isn't it interesting how we now have this splitting, this bifurcation of the internet, where you've got, you know, the truthful websites like naturalnews.com and vaccines.news and brighteon.com and so on. The truthful websites are actually gaining in popularity even as the censorship keeps increasing, because the censorship is chasing people off the dominant platforms. And people are seeking out alternative platforms where they will just go directly. They'll just type it into their browser every day. People just type in naturalnews.com multiple times a day. By the way, we publish every morning and every evening. Actually, we publish around 11 a.m. Central and around 11 p.m. Central. So it's every 12 hours we have a new batch of articles. So if you're curious, check the website. You know, right after those times, you'll see a bunch of new stuff showing up. But more and more people keep coming to the independent alternative media precisely because FaceCrap is just lies. Now, it's all just, the only thing allowed are lies. Lies about everything. Or things that don't matter. Like, oh, you see this picture of my puppy? You know, they'll allow that because it doesn't matter. It doesn't threaten the vaccine establishment, you see. Or, is this dress pretty on me? You know, a bunch of teenage girlfriends talking to each other about fashion. That's allowed because it doesn't threaten the vaccine establishment. So that's what's really going on. In any case, stay informed. It's absolutely crucial now to stay informed. So keep reading naturalnews.com. Listen to my podcasts. They're all on brighteon.com, by the way, under a channel called HR Report. That stands for Health Ranger Report. So check it out. Keep reading, keep learning, keep sharing, but get off Facebook because it's just going to fill your face with crap. That's all it does. It's horrible. Yeah, you get on Facebook, you're going to need to take a shower after going there because it's just going to be World Health Organization like garbage all over your head, in your skull, inside your consciousness. You got to clean that out. It's incredible. Thanks for listening. Almost no one tests their products for glyphosate. But we do at the Health Ranger store. We test for glyphosate for every incoming production lot and finished production batch of products, and we put those symbols right on our website so you know it's been glyphosate tested using an ISO-accredited in-house laboratory, triple quad mass spec instrumentation, sensitive down below one part per billion. We test and confirm that everything is safe and pure and authentic so that you can trust our products to protect your health. HealthRangerStore.com, over 700 products for healthy living and healthy home. Lab tested, heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and much more. Check it all out at HealthRangerStore.com.